Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Macabre misfortune.
I'm watching you.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 8 of Macabre Misfortunes.
Hey everybody.
So Tracy, if I bring up mummies, assume that you will immediately think of Egypt.
Yeah. Or Scooby-Doo. When they unwrap the mummy.
Well, obviously we think of King Tut.
King Tut.
We've covered him before. We've also covered the stories of the Mummy Museum in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Remember that. So just to be clear, there are way more cases of mummies than situations like in Egypt. Because like I said, that's what people mainly think of.
Right.
But there are other situations where mummification occurs. And mummification is just a process in which a person or animal has become well-preserved after death. Now this can be because of climate, such as a very cold region like in Antarctica, mm-hmm. things are very well preserved. Or it could also be because of certain types of minerals in the soil, which kind of preserve the body after it's buried or entombed.
Makes sense.
In fact, some of the oldest mummies in the world actually predate King Tut by centuries.
That is crazy.
And here's the kicker. They don't come from Egypt. They come from peat bogs of Ireland, Germany, Denmark, Sweden, and several other countries, especially in Northern Europe.
Never would have thunk it.
Hundreds of these, what we will call bog bodies, have been discovered over the years. Often they're discovered by workers that are excavating the peat from the ground.
Well, how cool would that be to discover something like that?
And most of the time you would think it'd be some kind of an archaeologist or something.
Yeah, definitely. Undiscovered,
but these are just people out working, digging.
God, what a, man, that would be a great surprise.
Now, when I say peat, are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
What is it you said, peat?
Peat.
Like peat?
P-E-A-T.
Peat. I don't know, is that some kind of mineral or moss or...
Well, you're close.
Right.
Because you've probably heard the term peat moss.
No, I have.
More times than not. And a lot of times you'll get that for potting soil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. Well, what happens is peat can actually be used for heating your house like firewood.
No way.
They take it. It's like a dirt. They squish all the water out of it and make mm-hmm. like bricks out of it that then can be burned. And in a lot of places in Northern Europe, that's what they used as an alternative to firewood.
Nice.
That's why they were out mining all this stuff.
So they don't have to cut no woods and trees down.
Right. And then maybe there wasn't as plentiful.
Plentiful, yeah.
Back then.
Well, that's very interesting.
It was a main source for heat in several European countries years ago. So even over top of wood. the areas where these grow are called peatlands. Just like you would have places that rice, paddies, and stuff like that, you have peatlands where you can actually almost like mine this stuff. In these peatlands, or peat bogs, workers would actually uncover the bodies, like I said, rather than an archaeologist in other cases. So it's just like they're just going about their regular day, and then, oh, I've struck a mummy. Which is, you should never strike your mummy.
Never.
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 These bodies were surprisingly well-preserved, and in some cases, so well that you could still make out the facial features and details, such as the stubble of a 5 o'clock shadow.
What in the world?
Trust me, I've seen some pictures. It's amazing.
Oh, you should post some.
I will. I'll save some and I'll
post
some.
That is very cool.
Unlike Egyptian mummies, these mummies were not preserved through some complicated embalming methods like the Egyptians used. These, like with the Egyptians, I don't know if you knew this or not, when they were going to take a body and preserve it to become a mummy, they actually would return or take out all the internal organs. So just like if you embalmed somebody today, they did the same thing. So they would take out all the internal organs.
What would they do with them, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't know what they did with them afterwards. But that's how it was really a complex process that the Egyptians used for their mummification process. But in the case of these bodies found in the bogs in Northern Europe, Mother Nature took care of all this because the bodies were just there and the ground preserved them in its own way. The bodies that were best preserved came from raised bogs where it was called sphagnum moss had formed a dome that then kept the bog land beneath it. So it was kind of like a closed system. Then the cool weather there and the lack of drainage slowed down the decay of the bodies. Now the actual moss prevented the formation of bacteria that would have eaten away at the flesh of the body.
Oh my goodness.
But it also leached out the calcium in the bones, which made these bog mummies often look like they were squished.
Almost like
they used one of those bags with the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
So yeah, it really is like a perfect storm type situation.
Wonder if we would like to have that over here. I bet there's no peat land over here, is
there? I don't think there is, if there is or isn't much of it. All right, so the obvious question is, who were these people and how did they end up in the bogs? Well, there have been at least 100 bodies found, most of these through Northern Europe. Most of the bodies date from 500 BC to 100 CE. So these bodies are extremely old.
Would love to see one.
Most did not die from natural causes.
No way.
No. In fact, most of these were killed often violently and then placed in the bog afterwards. So that violence part is one of the biggest mysteries that surround these mummies. Several show signs of what would be considered overkilling.
Aww.
Which means that the bodies have multiple wounds, and any of one of the wounds would have killed them, but there were several. There was one body that was found known as, and I'll probably mess this up, known as Yiddie Girl, Y-D-E Girl. That's the name that they've given her. She was found in the Netherlands in 1897. She had been stabbed in the neck and strangled with a woolen cord. Despite all the violent deaths, most of these bog bodies show no signs of defensive wounds.
So, really? How's that happen?
So they weren't put, well, that's a good question. What some people believe is because of this, that maybe they were volunteers for human sacrifice. Another thought is that they were killed while they were sleeping or unconscious for some type of a different reason.
So the people that put them in these bogs knew that it would preserve them.
I don't know that. I don't know that for a fact, but it's possible. For example, the thought of it being a possible sacrifice and that the bodies were so well preserved, it leads some to think that maybe placing them in the peat bogs were some type of ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So they possibly did know,
right?
But we don't know for a fact that they know. Because they obviously put them there for a reason.
Yes.
So maybe they did know that it would do that. Perhaps these bodies were meant to last through the entire, you know, through the ages. So that's why they did it. But there's no real proof either way of knowing if that's why they replaced them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I've seen some pictures, and these bodies are kind of amazing, to say the least. And to be as old as they are, like, some of them have full heads of hair. I mean, a full head of hair.
Wow. I can't wait to see them.
So what do you think?
I mean, it's so interesting, and it's just, I can't imagine the things that we all don't know, we'll never know, that are that interesting. I mean.
And it's amazing that, like, if this was 500 CE, there was not much in the way of, obviously, any kind of technology or anything at that time. And for these people to figure out that if they bury somebody here, that it could preserve them and stuff like that. I mean, that's kind of amazing when you think about it.
I mean, it is. But then again, why wouldn't that be a thing that just happened? Why wouldn't everybody want to be buried there and preserved there?
Well, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Now, the whole human sacrifice thing has a lot of questions to it. There's no doubt about that. So
it's very, very interesting.
It does sound like it'd be, but why would there be multiple? Why would you stab somebody in the neck and then strangle them at the same time?
No, I don't know.
Because
people are stupid.
I don't think that's the legitimate answer.
No, but.
All right. So every week we try to bring a disturbing fact. And this one kind of fits our story. A Colombian woman, so she was from Colombia, carried a mummified fetus in her uterus for 40 years.
Ooh.
She was 82 years old, and the fetus was completely calcified. I don't have any other details. I don't know if the woman had some kind of medical problems, and then they found this. I don't know if she knew she was pregnant and just never had the baby. I don't know if she died, and this was part of the autopsy. I have no clue.
Why in the world would you do that to yourself? I mean.
Well, I mean, she may not have ever known she was ever pregnant. I mean, it could be that maybe she was 4 or 5 months pregnant, didn't know it. The baby just stopped living.
I would think it was just
there the rest of her life.
I know, but I would think there would be kind of, some kind of sign like, damn, my stomach hurts.
Well, it could have been, but let's
say. Why am I bloated?
But she lived in Colombia. I don't know how long ago this was. But she lived in Colombia, and I don't know how great the medical care is in Colombia for the time period that this was. I mean, this could have been 50 years ago when they found this out, and then it could have been in the 40s or the 50s, or maybe she lived in a small village and didn't have access to great medical care. I don't know. It's not like she lived in New York City.
I mean, I get that, but you would think that she still would know something's not right.
I know, but babe... If you were in the 1940s and you lived in the hills of Western Kentucky and you didn't have a doctor close by, you probably just learned to deal with a lot of that kind of stuff. Just figure you got an ache and pain, it'll go away. And we don't really know, though, that she had any aches or pains.
Well, I mean, I guess that's, oh, I don't know. I just think that's very bizarre.
I mean, if it said it happened in the United States 10 years ago, mm-hmm. then I would say probably so. But not everybody has access, especially when you get to other countries, mm-hmm. not everybody has access to health care like we have it.
Right. And that's a shame.
So, I don't know.
That's pretty gross.
Carry around a 40-year-old completely calcified baby.
You'd think she'd poop it out at some point, like a little piece at a time or something.
I don't know. I don't think you poop out stuff that's in your uterus. It's not your stomach.
Well, I figured it'd work its way out somewhere.
Well, it wouldn't come out that end.
Well, I guess that's true.
If it was coming out any end, it'd be the other one.
Eek.
And I'm guessing at 82, that thing hadn't been used in years. So.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways. All right, guys. That's this edition of Macabre Misfortunes.
All right.
See, that's what you get. You can get on this episode, you can get little crazy stories like mummified people from bogs and stuff that we really don't have room for or didn't really fit on the other episodes. So.
Yeah, that's cool though.
All right, guys. Thank you. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.